Hey, it's Randa. You know, I've made it no secret that ever since I switched my coaching to macro-based, 100% of my clients have had results so far. That's insane. But I also know not everyone can book with me one-on-one, whether it's budget or I even have room because, hey, I'm just one person. I can't take a lot of people in a week. So I decided to create my own macro spreadsheet. That way you can input your numbers and have your macro calculations sent out to you in seconds. This is the exact same formula I use with my clients. I'm so excited to bring this to you. You can go to randanutrition.com/manage-your-macros to learn more. You're listening to the Real Nutrition Podcast with Randa Dirksen, where you'll learn that diet and deprivation are not an option as we chat nutrition, health, and how to live a well-rounded life. Because who wants to eat a bowl of romaine lettuce and lemon juice while your family is enjoying pizza? Nope, not you, not anymore. Stick with me and I'll show you how you can find food freedom. Welcome back to the Realistic Nutrition Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about the upcoming holidays and how you can implement self-care to prevent you from losing your mind. So we just had Thanksgiving here in Canada, and I learned that I take on too much, and I want to give you some tips on what I wish I did and what I'm doing for Christmas so I can help you prevent the little bit of a breakdown that I had. So let's dive into this. This should be a short episode today because I only made a few notes. Now, with me, you know, I didn't feel like cooking a big dinner. And my husband's favorite meal is turkey dinner. And he asked about it because I've had a turkey in my freezer for quite a while. And I was like, oh, I don't really want to do it. And he's like, oh, just be small. Like, I'll help. And he does. Okay, he does. He does help a lot. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, well, you know, my mom's by herself, so I may as well have her over. And then that turned into also having my brother over. My sister came up from the Vancouver area. And my dad just moved close to town. So he came too. And it ended up being a much bigger thing than what I wanted. And I was burnt out. You know, we were recovering from a sickness the week before. And last week was the week I was kind of getting my mojo back. I was starting to work out again. I wasn't getting much work done. I was still behind there mentally. And I was stressed about that. I was stressed about all the work that I need to get done. And then all of a sudden I looked at my calendar and I was like, oh my gosh, well, Thanksgiving dinner's coming up. I have to clean the house. I have to rage clean. I have to get everything ready. I have to spend all this extra money. Like, you know, all those stresses come up. It's not just about preparing dinner. It's about the cost of that dinner, cleaning your house, making sure everything's organized for it. For me as an entrepreneur, that means doing double work because I kind of do a little bit of work every day. So if I'm going to not work on a weekend or something, I try to get more done during the week. And I put pressure on myself, and that's me. That's not an everyone problem. That's a me problem for not setting boundaries with myself. So I want to say the first tip for surviving the holidays with self-care is to put in boundaries, not just with other people, but with yourself. What do you think you can mentally handle? Make that note. Think about that. Think about that for a second. What can you truly mentally handle? What is your capacity? I know as mothers, and really as women, we tend to go over our capacity every single year and then we lose our minds and it's not the magical Christmas that we imagined. We put so much pressure on ourselves, like with the elf and having these special memories and going sledding and going like and doing all these things that we want to give our children, but it's destroying us in the process when it's supposed to be a fun process, but yet we're putting so much pressure on ourselves that it's not fun for us. And it turns into a disaster. So putting those boundaries in within yourself, if you know you're going to have a busy week, maybe lighten your load that weekend. And I know it's easier said than done, especially for those of you with kids and extracurriculars and hockey during this season. I know you guys are go, go, go. But putting those boundaries in, going, well, maybe I'm not going to host this dinner. I'm not going to host a holiday party this year because we're just so busy. I can't handle it with work and the kids and getting the house clean. So that's number one is boundaries. Number two is actually looking at your schedule. If you don't use something like iCal or Google Calendar, I recommend you do that so you can see what you have going that week. All your hockey practices, your work schedule, all the things that are part of your day-to-day and you're used to it. But seeing it in a calendar form makes you realize just how busy you are and maybe you don't have, like I said, that mental capacity. It happens and that's okay. Maybe you have to go and ask for help. So obviously my husband helped me with turkey dinner. I did the majority of the cooking. He did quite a bit, but it was actually great because he did all the dishes. You know, it's not just that turkey dinner is also cleanup and you're tired and you have guests over and he did the cleanup. So maybe making kind of a schedule with your partner if they're helping you with dinner, going, well, if I'm cooking, you're cleaning, like all this stuff, plus getting them to help you clean up the house. If that's an option, it's not always an option. And I get that. Like, I'm not trying to say, oh yeah, my husband helps, yours doesn't. But having a conversation with your partner, if you have one, about needing that help. Maybe it's asking your guests to bring a dish, especially if one of those boundaries are finances. And not just finances, it's really mental health too. So my mom brought some buns. I'm bad for it. I like to control the whole meal. But I did ask her to bring a veggie tray and buns. And it's small, but it did help. I know now next time, you know, maybe I would ask someone to bring stuffing. Maybe I would ask someone to bring a salad or what have you. Having that extra help, it's just one less thing for you to do, one less dish to wash. So that's always something that's nice to have. Learning to say no. Learning to say no is another one. And that's not easy. It's not easy, especially for those of us who are people pleasers. And I think as women in general, it's really hard for us to say no. So when someone asks us to host something and you just know you don't have that mental capacity, we tend to say yes anyway. It might not even be hosting. Maybe it's volunteering at the school because they need something with their PTA or PAC or whatever they're called in your area, but you just can't. You gotta learn how to say no. It's not easy because, yeah, people don't get it all the time, but having, again, a boundary with yourself, it's just going to make the world of a difference. You're not in bed crying because you're so overwhelmed with all the things you have. Changing your plans, learning to be flexible. And this is one of the most difficult things I've had to work on because I was pretty rigid over the last few years, black and white, seeing everything on how things should look in my mind. Where at the end of the day, it would just lead to disappointment and upset and all those things that we tend to do. Being flexible with our plans. And what I mean by changing our plans is, you know, I'm hosting Christmas this year as well. And just because it's easier on me, in a sense. And instead of doing a big meal, of whether it's a roast or a turkey, especially after just seeing how tired I was after Thanksgiving, I decided, you know what? I'm going to host and we're going to do appetizers. Some things will be frozen that I can just toss in the oven or the air fryer. Other things will be homemade, like dips and whatever else I can find and explore and try out. We're going to have an appetizer night with some wine, something easy, something comfortable. Nothing where I'm in the kitchen the whole time, not visiting with guests or just putting so much extra pressure on myself. Something that maybe I can prep the day before, like a lot of dips and just do a little bit. And something that I can ask other people to bring. So I know my mom will make something and bring it and I can, you know, whoever else we have over. Plus we tend to overthink how much we need to eat. There's always so many leftovers. So the plan is I was going to host Christmas Day, but now it might be Christmas Eve. And then that way we can snack on Appy's, you know, the leftovers that next day. And whether or not, you know, in our particular situation, my husband might be on call And if that's the case, we won't go for Christmas dinner. And if he's not, we'll go to my mom's for Christmas dinner. I think she would like to host. And then that way, I don't. And it makes it easier on me. Plans don't always go the way we think. And to be have that flexibility to roll with it or change a few things to make it easier on ourselves, it just helps us so much. Plus, no one's going to complain that they're having these bacon wrapped scallops that taste amazing versus a turkey. And if they do, that's just rude because you were the one hosting. No one's going to remember that, you know, the stuffing wasn't homemade, it was stovetop. No one's going to remember that a month from now. They're going to remember you being a great host and hanging out and the fun they have with you. Again, it's that pressure. It's that self-care. And yeah, we can talk about self-care and be like, oh yeah, take a bath, meditate, do these things for you. Listen, I do those things too, and it doesn't always work. Self-care is more than that. Self-care is doing the hard things like putting those boundaries into place and saying no. It's not easy to do, but we need to do it. Otherwise, we run ourselves ragged and we don't enjoy the holiday season with our family. I know many of you listening, you have Thanksgiving here at the end of November, and then it rolls into Christmas and it's just weekend after weekend of all the things we feel like we need to do. But sometimes we just gotta say no. We just gotta say no. Maybe that's saying no to the cookie exchange for your kid's school, or that just means going and buying some damn cookies from the store. It's okay. You could do shortcuts. You could buy pre-made, I don't know, like shortbread or sugar cookies. Maybe you want to frost them yourselves. Maybe your kids want to be involved and decorate cookies. So maybe you can just buy the dough or the cookies pre-done and then they can just decorate. Personally, I hate gingerbread houses. I end up crying because they frustrate me so much. There's a lot of swearing when it comes to gingerbread houses. So for the last few years, I will just buy the gingerbread man cookies. My kids decorate them. Or Costco usually has those, the pre-built ones for a really good price. Actually, they're there right now. And I'll buy that and then the kids can just decorate it. And it's not so frustrating. Taking these little shortcuts. You don't have to have everything homemade, everything from scratch, and you don't have to be in all the places at once. Anyway, this is just my reminder for you to put yourself first. And I know we don't do that all the time, but just put yourself first, because that's what this is about, a realistic lifestyle, realistic habits, realistic nutrition. It all goes hand in hand, though, with a holistically healthy lifestyle where you're well-rounded. And if you are feeling so much pent up overwhelm and you're feeling burnt out, maybe go check out a therapist, a counselor. Help get the tools that only a professional can give you. I'm not a professional in this. I'm not. I'm not even going to pretend to be. You can find things there's, you know, if you can't get in with a local counselor, you can find some online. There is a website, I believe it's BetterHelp, and they can connect you with a counselor, a therapist. And I believe that's US and Canada. If not, you can Google online therapy and just find something. I'm sure you can find something within your budget. It doesn't have to be these really expensive sessions. Therapy does not mean there's something wrong with you. It's giving you the tools to deal with life as it comes, deal with the overwhelm, learning to set the boundaries. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there today. Thank you for listening. And if you have any boundaries that have helped you during the holidays, that has been a huge game changer, feel free to message me at Randa Nutrition. I would love to hear that. And that's on Instagram. And I'll share it with everyone because this is important. This is important. So if you found that this episode helped you, please leave me a rating and review on whatever you're listening to, whether it's iTunes, Spotify. That does help me carry on my podcast, get some guests in. And I wish you guys the best holiday season coming up. I'm very excited for it myself. And we're going to tackle all of this together.